Tonight we're going to do Nididharaisa and most of Nididharma. In order for a lady to become Tamim Nididharaisa, you have to have, obviously you have to have blood, what's considered dam, that's Sigaruka, Sigamaris, we're not going to be nifas into that, which colors are Nididharaisa, it's an app. Maybe we'll get there a different time, but the second time you have to have dam by Hargosha. Nididharaisa, in order to be Tamim, has to be that the lady feels some type of sensation when as Hezabah comes out. What's considered Hargosha? So the three shittas which are brought down in the Rishonim and the Acharonim. Shittas Rambam is that as when the blood's coming out, like whole body's going to be shaken. Rambam is revealed here, like Eyu Beis, Zdeya Gufa, so they have a Metzias that starts trembling as the dam's coming out, that's going to be, that's going to say Hargosha Midraisa. Terusa Deshin says that in order to be Hargosha is Psichus HaMakar. That wasn't Psichus. Psichus the blood's inside, the Makar opens up and the blood comes out. So what Hargosha is you're going to be feeling the pressure of the blood, which is causing the Makar to open up. You're feeling a certain pressure, pushing, which is going to cause it to open up. And that's going to be Siddha Hargosha. You can feel a type of pressure and something is going to be open. That's going to be Siddha Hargosha. The third Hargosha, which is brought down in the Acharonim, is Zivus Avalach. That if she feels the blood flowing down inside, then that's called Hargosha. That's going to be called Hargosha. We'll just always go on at a time. No. In terms of these Hargoshas, the problem is designed at Derech HaKlal, most ladies do not have these sensations. That the body is going to be shaking, I never heard of that one. So the Rambam is obviously a negator. And again, Psichus HaMakar, the lady's going to be feeling a pressure that the blood is going to be pushing out, it's going to come out. Anyone ever have that? Come on, never happens. I'll tell you the truth. A couple weeks ago, somebody did call me with a shayla like that. That she claimed that she felt the Psichus HaMakar. But it's echad mimini elef lemetzasi. It's a command and a geya that lays me to upset the summer car. And study shouldn't tell you about these things because you only start imagining that maybe she's having it, maybe she's not having it. But come on, the hargosha psi of summer car also is something which is command not nimsis. The one which might be most of the nimsis is Zivus Davalach. That lady could feel the blood coming out. And that would be considered, that could, yes, be considered considered hargosha. So first you have to dan. When we say the blood coming out, we're at what point do you have to feel it coming out? So the machlekes in the Acharonim, do you have to feel it coming out of the makar, all the way at the top? Tagus for Bsar means you have to feel the mamash coming out of the top. Or even if you don't feel the mamash coming out of the makar, which can be very hard to figure that out, but it's going out of the makar, even if you feel it coming down, like going through your body, but since it's the other makar, then you have like a canal, and then it comes out. So even if she feels it just flowing down inside her body, that also would be considered that it's Tagus for Bsar, and it'll be Thomas. Look like it's between the Nevi'idah and the Chavastas. So if you hold like the sheet of that, you have to feel it, mamash by the makar, so that also is never going to happen. It's never going to feel the down inside by the makar. It's never going to figure out why this attack is going to happen. If you hold that the Zivus Avalach is even flowing down, that amol, there could be such a Metzias that the lady could say that she felt it coming out. It's also not so common. Amol, such a thing could happen. Now, even if it does happen, you have to know, you have to ask her exactly what she felt. Most times, when she says she felt wetness, she's not feeling it inside. She's feeling that on the outside. She feels underwear wet, or she feels leches outside. That's not Hargosha. It has to be that she felt it inside her body, coming out of it, coming out. If you just feel on the outside, that bechla would not be considered Hargosha. So because of when you get Hargosha, when you get all these three Hargosha, it's very, very rare you can have either of them. Zdeya Gufa, you're never going to have Nechav Kaira, you know, one every 5,000 you can have. Zivus Avalach, Amol you could have, but if you have, you have to make sure that it was on the inside as opposed to the outside, and 99% of the time, it's going to be that just on the outside as opposed to feeling on the inside. So the big question this man is, okay, so if we're saying that we don't have a Gosha, so then it'll come out that all Nida B'Zanaz is Darabanan, when it'll come out that the label where it's Zivayim, it'll come out that it's going to be Tamim. Or you're a double shaman kabbalah tumah, you never be tummy. So what's mukubal? What's the place of it is that we say is that if a lady's having her period, which is she's having a lot of dam, it's chazoka came with hargosha. maybe she's not feeling it. We're not as in tune to our feelings bizman as they used to be. Therefore, we say, Yivadeh felt it. I didn't learn some late, but being that we're not as in tune, we say that the chesed came with Agasha. But the chesed is just like when a man goes to the bathroom. Do you ever notice that anything's opening up? Try not to pay attention. What? Like Tani. It says when you have Tani, you ever notice anything open up? There's a smaller piece of skin covering it than when you go to the bathroom and pushes it away. You never pay attention to that. You never saw ladies. Just even ladies. There is something happening. If they would be in tune to it, maybe they would feel it. But being that they're not in tune to it, that's the reason why they're not feeling it. But about it, it is Tami Midrash. If she's having a break. How much is that? How much time do you have to have that we say that it's going to be considered a period? So the different shir amongst the place. It's a little bit toshu about that. It's not something that you can find anything in the Kadmainim because it seems never happened. But some say if you have already 5-6 grisim up down at one time, then we say that's a chazaka kibaragasha. You see, Bisham Mesa Feinstein was half a dollar bill. Half a dollar bill is a lot more than 5-6 grisim. Basically, what comes out is that if you have a lot of dam, even if it's on Savainim, it's going to end up being that you can be talking with Raisa. And therefore, if you have a lot of dam, you should pass a Shayla's Chacham just to find out whether this is considered a period or this is just going to be considered a Kesem. Even the 5-6 Grissom, it has to be at one time. The lady over the end of the day, she took off her underwear and she found the 5-6 Grissom on the dam. Well, not that we say it's a period. A period usually comes, a result. A lot of dam comes, it's flowing, and it's all one time. It's over, just because it's a lot of dam, it's over a long period of time, that would not be considered a period. It has to be, that we say, Chazaka dam bava gasha, has to be that it came a short period of time, and a nice amount of dam. And you have a shayla, just bring it
so
in.
Wait, so when the town is, it's new dam, I'm sure there is, I'm saying.
But how fresh? No, saying, well, she's not wearing yesterday's underwear that has dam, right?
Sure,
but that she can feel.
At the end of the day.
No, but that calls like this. If she feels a lot of dam coming out, so no. If it's just dripping all day, so then you have them tears. But that call, when it comes, usually comes.
A person
is
saying, still ask
a
Shiloh if
she's
passing
Skrissom, even if she has a fear. Yeah, it's Skrissom. It's good. It's not that hard to get older. That's true. Find somebody to ask. See these things. You have to be pretty experienced. You have to be pretty experienced. Like what? Yeah, what not? And these are the basic problems. But
she wouldn't start counting from just if it's less than that enough. It's not a period. She wouldn't start 5 days. Count is
definitely not. Because on Sivayim, and it's not really us, sir. So you're not counting 5 days. Then. That's just the game of that us. You don't know when you start counting the 5 days. You have to know when you came us. So Bataka, it wasn't a lot. It was on Sivayim. Well, those in the couple of them are 100%. That would not be considered. That would not be enough to start the Tadakash. Fine. So, Kitzer, Dan Barakash is the Raisa. We're saying Gavalat. We say Chazaka Dan Barakash. A couple of kids, which is the Raisa. Chavasas, it's really based on the Gemara. When designed the exam, that if a lady did a Bedika, and even though there was a Mashua Dan, there was not a lot of Dan, we say you have to be Chushish that you're also in the Raisa. Why? Because if she's actually doing the Bedika, something pressing around inside, so even if she had that Gosha, she wouldn't know. She wouldn't be able to feel it. Because the feeling, you don't know if it's from the touching of her finger or it's from the down by her gosha. So anytime you have a shayla on the bedika, it's a shayla of deraisa. Because it's a suffix deraisa that maybe there was down by her gosha, and therefore anytime you have to down on the bedika, it's a shayla chamur, it's a shayla deraisa, as opposed to being a shayla darabana.
Even though she never gets a gosha otherwise?
No. We're saying it's like a down by her gosha, which is not in tune to it. So we're making it with cloud. There's a lot, but. But yeah, even when I do it, still you have to know that maybe there's agasha, and the reason why you didn't know is because you couldn't feel it right. Therefore, any bedika has done the right stuff. If you lose your bedika, so if a taka was a shiloh, and you lost it, pashas what comes out, the pashas comes out, suffik deraisa, and suffik deraisa, chum, if a taka was a shiloh. If it wasn't a shiloh, then it's going to be a problem. There's a mice a couple of years ago, he has like a drop box outside his house.
That's a shul.
What? Like a shul?
In the shul.
So, Ganabu thought that was a nice, catchy thing to take. There's something in there, so he just ripped off the whole thing. And so, Shadow's about to do that. Another case we usually down esophageal dysplasia is if you go to a doctor and the doctor does an internal examination, sticking something up, and there's down on the instrument, it's the same thing. We have to down it at the down esophageal dysplasia. Why? Because maybe Taki really had a gosha, and usually you didn't feel it is because of something inside moving around. So therefore, anytime there's an internal examination, if you Taki find down, then there'll be esophageal dysplasia and you have to do that.
Do you have to check the doctor's instruments?
For that, you're going to have to check. There's no race you're going to have to check. You know, no, on a regular day, you're going just a six-week checkup, they want to do internal, the doctor, you don't have to check. You want to know if you're staining, then that's just how it's gone. In a regular normal situation, the person would not be able to check.
Same with the
Vatika?
Same with the Vatika?
You don't
have to check any Vatika. There's no reason to assume that it's there.
Why is she doing the Vatika?
She has a second Vatika, second half-step, hiding the second half-step.
Oh. One last case would be sabi dreise is the case of if you find b'shas tashmish. If you find b'shas tashmish, you find it on your aver, find it, she finds b'shas tashmish, so they're also to push that maybe it was really dreise, maybe you really had a gosha, and you just couldn't tell because you know there's something inside her, you know, the aver was inside her goat, that's the reason why you weren't able to tell if you'd have to down it as a sabi dreise. As to b'shas tashmish. She 5 minutes later she comes to meet her. It's only the chance Tash and Amish find Dam. Or he finds Dam on his Aver, so that we know where it came from, unless you have a clear afterwards. So then that you have to Dan as a Savi Daisa, and you'd have to be somewhere in the address. Any questions before we move on to Xamu? What? That's all also new dress. Because our new dress is you have to have a gosha, as long as we don't have a gosha, so we just say that Kazaka, if she had a lat, is going to be our gosha. How much is a lat? 5-6 weeks in there at one time. So that has to, each time we get to it. Or then if you do Bedika, we don't have a subject dress, we find a fantastic with a subject dress, and what? And by doctor also, a lot of times it could be a shot of a guy. So, in fact, by fertility treatments, a lot of shilas of Dan Tashas. Kazal came along and asked her that even though he didn't have Dan Bar Gosha, Dan Blair Gosha, Kazal asked her something in Darabana. Why did he ask something in Darabana? And Tashas and Nusuf. This is the Nusuf Dima Agash of Lava Daitai. The reason Kazal asked it is because maybe you had our Gosha, you just plus didn't realize. And it's been right, so you didn't have a Gosha, you don't have to worry about it. But the Rabbanim had to choose that maybe he had a gusha and she wasn't paying attention, or the gather gzei was because you find them needed. Like Rabban, Chazak came along and asked her ksamim. When they asked ksamim, they made a longest of kulas. Being that ksamim is only the Rabbanim, they gave a lot of kulas, which at times will make it that it's not going to be asked. So the first kula is they said they only ask if you find a gusha down. That's the certain amount of down. What's the reason why? Because the only way you want to look at it is you sat down on your bed, sat down on a chair, there were these bugs which you would end up killing, which blood would come out. So being that blood would always come out, will be turned to Bible. If you're always going to ask her every single time you find a dam size of a small vinaigrette, every single person is going to be awesome. It's so common for it to be around. Therefore, Chazal, when they made the gazer, they said it. Under a gusha dam is not going to be yasa. The shas of mezana said that most houses, most places, there aren't any bugs going around, and it's not the mitzvah that every time you sit down, you're sitting and killing bugs. The shas of mezana said you still have the kulas ksam. So what comes out from the sugya is that it's the pshat as they were like gozrola. That in the original gzeira they never used it to see less than a gris. In as much as seeing less than a gris, because our rabbi said that if you mezana said that we know that there are no bugs, we know where it came from, we know. Came from her. The thing that the one goes to listen to Chris, that's not going to be with her. As long as we're Kashash stories.
A gris is pshat because a bug can't give off a gris?
One bug gives up to a gris.
And it's more than that, you know, it's
one gris is two bugs, so the one goes to listen to Chris, that's not correct. compartment of Bugs Lee together, or Charles Andrews and the Big Xavier, or what was only 2020, but because of the day together, Chris, more than this. Now, in terms of the size of the grist, you'd be surprised, it's pretty good. It's a little less than 10 agarot. A lot of times you look at it and you think like, you know, it's a lot of dam, and you sit there measuring it. A lot of times it's going to end up being less than a grist. So you should bring in your sum of shaitas.
Like a shekel, or?
It's bigger than a shekel, a little less than 10 agarot. So you should bring in some shaitas, because many times, like, you may look at it and think like, oh, this is pure tame, it's blood. Number one, you have to break down the whole thing. It has to be that there's blood for the grist. A lot of times, like, you just look at it superficially, it looks like, okay, you start breaking it down. Part might be red, part might be brown, part might be yellow. You have to break down the whole thing. And you have to have blood, which is the sheer size of a sheer grist, which a lot of times, it's not going to be like that. You should bring in your some shaitas. The Shalom Afrin, the Vegas discusses, it lets you have half yellow and half red. That's all one, but it's more than a gris. The Shai is, how do we down with that? And as well as this far, why do we say you get up to a gris? Because a bug gives up to a gris. Over here we know that this is more than a gris, so we know that from a bug. So maybe we see it's all one thing. So maybe over here we should say that, being that it's the surface area is more than a gris, maybe the Kai Gamlish come along and say that should be fine. Right, so Kivega Paskin say, no, you have to have a gris of blood. If you don't have a gris of blood, then you're going to be tough.
That was the Xer?
What?
Because that was the
Xer? Yeah, because that was the Xer. Yeah, has to be a gris on white. Sometimes you have underwear of part white, part yellow, different shades, or different, or their stripes. The gris, even though it's all one mara, has to have a gris of dam on the white part. And if you're not going to have a gris on the white part, then it's going to be tummy. You would be mitzarif the two sides. Let's say you have like white, yellow, white. So you would be mitzarif the two white parts together. But the yellow in between, even though you know it's not the red, the luck is that we're not going to count that as part of the gris.
And light blue over the
color. Okay, fine. So that's going to be a gris. The first color, that's the gris. The gris is a little bit less than tanagarot, and that's the gris of dam, not a gris of other things. The second cool is that Chazal gave is that it has to be on something which big day tzvainim Chazal or make. Why would they make a big day tzvainim? So Lashon Rashi is because on tzvainim any nicker if it's dam nidus or not. You can't tell when something is colored, you're not able to tell whether it's dam nidus or not. That's the reason why Chazal. There's a big vikuach amongst the man of this. If you look at Rashi's nicker, you can't tell whether it's blood or not. So let's say a situation you could tell it's dam. Look at it. It goes down. It's a light color. You have, let's say it's yellow. And you see it's red. So maybe if you had gotten in that type of situation, you don't have to. Oh, but a rash is any nicker. And so now I'm able to figure out that it is nicker. So maybe if you had gotten in that situation, it should end up being tummy. There are some places you can say if you have a light colored underwear that you have to be machmer because height is nicker. And therefore, it's going to be us. The lesson of Rambam, he brings down the get a bit excited, he says that it's only Tomei el lova. It's only white skin Tomei. Anything besides white, once you're out of the white family, that's going to be tar. I Rashi says the blood is any maker. You have a light color, it's going to be maker. So the test that is one of two things. Here you could say that Rashi is saying what or why they want. They weren't goes in Savannah. Why aren't they go in Savannah? Because normally Savannah is not going to be nicker. That's why on Beggar Savannah, normally it's not going to be nicker. Why is it not going to be nicker? Because in the olden days, there were only five sets of diamonds in the time. What I'm excited for. Hey, mini dumb, which I'm talking about. What does that mean? Because in the Gemara, there were land of dam, things which are red, which aren't going to be dumb. Just later on, the Gemara says that we're not bucky between different colors, being that we're not bugging different colors, so therefore we can be mafkin, but nowadays a mafkin, anything which looked at me was a mafkin. But Be'etzem, Bizmat Chazal, they were this red, yeah, this red, not, all different differences. So you have sun which even has a little bit of a color, it's a little bit of yellow. They're trying to be mafkin between the five dam and the other dam, so then it's going to make a difference. It's going to be in it. Well, can tell it's red, yeah, can tell it's red. I can't tell which shade of red it's going to be, that any natural color is going to change the shade of red. So therefore, even if it's going to be any mashal color, being that it's going to change which shade of red is, that's why it's Chazal, where I'm busy on big day today. But that had to be not a Gemara. No, so different has Chazal with the why is any Nekar? It's any Nekar. So what Chaz is not Chazal. What was the yellow was not Chazal. So yeah, yellow made the Nekar was not Chazal. Because it changed the Mashu. And when we tell which time is Tommy, which time is Vita. Because what Gonzalo Chalmai says is that we pass like the Rambam, it's only Tommy El Alobim Bavad. If it's not white, it's gonna be tough. Therefore, all these yellow, light blue, all these shades, the mice are going to say the gummer, and it's not going to be a problem.
Gray is also called.
Off white for Moshe was Nachman. Off white for Moshe was Nachman.
This Kaji all white becomes gray or whatever.
What do you say?
In the Eretz Yisrael, the water makes everything white becomes not white too much. There's no perfect white.
Say that, so you're not.
Off white. That, let's say that repeats the. The tablecloth, right? That's not a mamash. That's what's off white. Yeah, that would be considered white. No, once you're in gray, right? No, gray would be considered white.
Gray, right. The curtains are cream. Well, I was thinking about those curtains.
What did I say?
The curtains on.
Take a white piece of paper and then compare it. You know, it's like you look at yourself. It's like hard to do it. You know, yes. You always have to take a white piece of paper and put it against it. You see what white is. You see what not white is. What? Off-white would be, but once you're like in the gray already, that's not really not going to be considered. That's not considered white, and therefore the first one is not good. Therefore, it's Eitzah. Therefore, during this man Tyra, the lady should never be wearing big day loving. She always wear big day tzvayin in order that if you have a ksam in shayla, then it's not going to be a shayla. As long as it's not on, it's not loving.
I'll
say white, but it's not smart. Saying, why would you want to do that? Saying, why do you want to make shayla?
Also, it's not too big.
Oh?
Also, it's not too big.
If what?
If the chasm is not too big.
Then what?
It'll be a problem even if you're wearing sabayin.
No, if you're wearing sabayin, then invite them. Yeah. If you're wearing sabayin, let's say you're wearing blue and you have a lot of dam. Like you said before, if you have a lot of dam, what's all of them? It's like a dice, and then you have to do that. Which you could get into shayla sometimes. You're wearing black, and you have a lot, and you don't know what color it is. Then you're going to have a problem. Because they're like 6-7 degrees. Was it blood? Not blood? No idea. Because it's totally black.
What?
You can't.
What do you say? You can't put it on.
Okay, but you're not going to just figure out which is, how much is blood, how much is not blood, then you have to have something else. You're not. So, at that stage, I would say maybe wear something yellow. You can see a little bit what's going on. If you're having a lot of staining, you're not sure whether you're becoming Tommy or Tar. I recommend wearing a lighter color. Not white, but lighter color. You can figure out what's going on. And that kind of shadow so dice, which should not be. You have to be Machmir.
6-7 degrees on the chasm and the parts of it. That's not a chasm, that's for sure.
That's for sure. It's a chasm. You have to have Svayna, Kabotoma, and Tlias, all those things. Yeah.
So in general, it's not a good idea to wear black?
No, I didn't say that. The reason why maybe sometimes might not be a good idea, especially if you're staining, is that. I'd still take a place to them if you have a kesan, that's how they tell you to go ahead and do a bedika. Why they go ahead and tell you to do a bedika? They say, well, this didn't come out with the Gary's Mishabach. First mission, second time, right? And you know that you're staining, you know it's probably really blood coming from there, so therefore you should check to see if there's really blood in your blood, and you should go ahead and check it out. That's a lot of the Israeli place in Kassan. Ramesha held that there's no kolam arba lived there. He's a mishubach. This man has zeh that don't come to come out of the mishubach. Figure out what's going on. This man has zeh. We don't anything about maris, which is machem anything which is neglad news. Therefore, so what are you doing? You're checking to make it a safek. Ask yourself this question: like, why should he just? If Ramesha held this man has zeh that kolam arba lived there is a mishubach, doesn't really apply. And therefore, in America, which man will? No one ever heard of such a thing. That he's checking a bedika. When you have a kesem, then Kitzel Chomeis, you do not have to make a bedika. When you have a kesem, I say, it's not a good idea. You're probably going to ask yourself. One of the Israeli places said, he was never ever wrong. He's not having a kesem for a bedika almost every time he came out down. Like, very nice. Very nice. You ask them for no reason. Like, okay. But I guess there's no reason to do a bedika. But, a very strong but, when a person is staining, he has to be partially attached to him. Because, like we said before, if Peshas Tashmish says blood was halacha, so it's right. The chayshus that mean by yizal nida. Therefore, in a situation where a lady's staining, close on she's staining, you have to be part not from a chakas anything, but Tashmish nida because she's part. Because maybe it's Peshas Naisa. Rashi Shvuas Yudzayin says that a lady, if you boil somebody's shlevish as vesta, and she becomes a nida, you can sue the ayinus. How she knows she's bleed at this point? Like Rashi, why? Because we'll have a little sukkah dacted. How could you know that she's going to bleed shlevish as vesta? Came random. So Chazal said, but you can't be a nar. You can't be a fool. You know she's staying. And so you can't be a nar at that point and have tashna mita because, you know, it's very possible that her period is starting. It's day 32 when she's staying, right? You know. Can you tell me your inus if you have tasha mita and she comes to mita? No, not a nar. You know, you can't say. So you have to use the Chazal says you can't be a nar. So therefore, you know, I know that if a person's having staining, you should be prayers till things calm down. Relation have a child, very much sadness and
abilities.
Oh? That's fine, because that's right now, it's a dinkesa, that'd be my gishir, that's a blame, which is places that you might prayers either, Sophia and Stama, I'm saying, or Bishas Tashmas, or if you see Bishas Tashmas on your Avers, get the Dan is there, I said, it's a bit Sophic with it, you'll never know, you'll have to go, it's a Rosh Magus, Rosh Magus.
that's something to be okay. Abstaining is Shlo B'Shas Vesta. It's not B'Shas Vesta, let's say you take medication or something.
So a lot of times that's going to cause medication.
Cause or
medication? Yeah, all the time. What do you mean? Most of the Ramat Shilas are people who aren't pills. All Ramat Shilas come out. Some people are pills that they're taking a pill and starting to staining. A lot of times when you start staining on the pills, it's the beginning of the period. And yeah, those are the most shadows out. Those situations can be do you want to do Bidiki right before it? Shemek. Otherwise, in those situations, the person should be harsh.
If she's going to eventually see anyway, isn't it smart to talk and make her tummy derisive or so derisive so she can start the counting earlier?
Okay, depending on the situation, that's a strategic question. There might be, if any. I mean, most ladies don't get clean in 5 days anyhow, so not really going to help you so much, but. If your wife, that's what mitzvah she does, and she's shoving out someone for a couple of days, you want it, and anyhow, it's not a gay, you can do that. That's it. So, it's just a thing. Usually, it's the people who have like very short cycles, so they want to like push it up earlier, so you can have to catch them a little before. And yeah, definitely, it's like that.
So, I really want to finish about the block. We're saying, but if.
I forgot what we're
saying. We're back on there, whether or not it's a good idea.
Oh, so I'm saying, when she's staying, so maybe I have to wear something lighter to see whether it's. Blood, or it's or something else, or it's yellow or brown. See what's going on. Fine. Looks there's not clue that Chazal said you have a tliya, you have a tayla and something else. So then we're choishes that we're tayla knocking to somewhere else. In the sugya we're tayla very vital tliyas. If it's a tliya, that we're able to tell where the dam came from. Then we're tailored. Most of the things was not there, not something in the old days. You know, so they're walking by down the street and somebody's doing shchita, maybe the blood splattered. Nowadays, you're going to have that metzias, also ladies wear underwear, so it's not going to get through. So most of the things are not in the gay, but our things which could be in the gay is. Like has a cut somewhere, or you have a cut, or your children have a cut, or you know, we've had ketchup stains, on the dikas even, ketchup stains, makeup stains, and all these other things which do come up, and all you do have fleas, which come up. Okay, so in this situation, you know, stay away from things which are red, you know, and you don't want any problems. But one last flea, which is in any case, that things which are not makabot tumah, because I want this, then Chazal never goes there, Dine Saman on Dovash and Mekabot Tumah. The Shaila is what's the gather of something which is not Mekabot Tumah? Nechza Achreinim, Shuvin Dan Sam Sefer, Nevi Huda, whether toilet paper is considered Mekabot Tumah or not. She has a Yichs about it. Cutting your chest. Nice. I mean, Benegay wiping yourself after you go to the bathroom, they really, the 40 thing. Whether it's good or else. Child number one is that the Gemara says, get it on with the Tobit of Kabatuma. Child number one. Child number two is that even Tobit is not a Kabatuma, but maybe where's the clue you found it? Is the clue you found it on your body? Or is the clue you found it on the Tobit? Let's say a lady, she feels something dripping. She knows something here. And she goes like that, checks what it is. With something with Namakabatoma. It's So it's hard to say you found something without kabotama. The chari found it on something which is yes, a kabotama. You found it in your body. You just took it off. So you have to down by when you find a toilet paper. Is it called you found it on a toilet paper, which maybe yeah, no, we kabotama, or no, it's called that you found it on your body and you took it off and wiped down today. Tishrei Yafidan is that even if you say Tavir is not a kabotama, but your hand is a kabotama. So that's the halacha, if you have something which is not a kabotama, being held by something which is yes a kabotama. Is that going to be Tamei or is that going to be Tar? And the last thing I have to handle, maybe out of order, we'll go all the way out that way, but that there's a kala, at least the makam is about to get smachat. So we say that that over there we say the bugs don't go there. So if you just wipe your mom, just gonna get a makam. It's definitely not great to say that there was any bugs over there. The thing was that there's no clear bugs. You have to know when you're wiping, do you have the chumra by some makam about the makam? So let's take one at a time. And again, it's a makam about it's a makhilas. So I'm actually saying true that if you wipe mom's bidyuk only over there, then it can happen. We won't say this includes someone. Let's say this: the lady wipes around. You don't just wipe just mom's it's a makam. You wipe around a little bit. Therefore, we're going to say that you're not going to say it's a makam about it's a makhilas. It's a makam. Therefore, there would yes be, kulas kasam. Whether toilet paper is makabot tumen as being machlekes amongst the achrayim, it's truly machlekes of sefer and Yehuda. Is makabot tumen? It's not makabot tumen. The Mishnah says in Gimel Nugimel that the whole machlekes whether toilet paper is makabot tumen as old days, some of they had hard toilet paper. Sometimes harder, she had to wash off or use it. It was man azad that just disposable, you use it once and it just gets ruined and gets thrown out. And when she says Pashal Bar that toilet paper is man azad, we're not making tumma. And inside that it'll be okay. And he gave the shayla that even the toilet paper is not the kabo tumma, maybe it's called you found it on your body, as opposed to finding it on the toilet paper. So Nisvara, the Pashal says that he didn't any reason. Everybody felt something. And she looks around her period, and she's something on her leg, so she had a razor. Maybe it's daf. Oh, what is it? I go like that. So that, plus we say, you found it in your body, you just took it off. But if you stretch it, you don't have any razor. No reason to assume that there's blood over there. You're just wiping yourself, and you have no razor. There's any dam over there. Kepshuta, we down the Shas Metzia, is that you found it on the toilet paper. That's supposed to say, and you found it on the toilet. And the last thing then of the, even if you find it on the toilet paper, the nice that the person's holding it, there is a city tire, which is Mahmur on that. Says that the fact that the person holding it that makes it that's called he found on the Kabbalah Tumah, nice hold that would not be called he found on the Kabbalah Tumah and the Kabbalah Tumah and the because if it was all the couple, just in short, basically, the Pashal law comes out, which is that toilet paper is not the Kabbalah Tumah, therefore, if you find down on toilet paper, even if it's more than a gris, it's going to be a gomer, it won't matter a foria, it's going to be a gomer. And it's going to be okay. But I would say, might as well, you know, I don't see the mitzvah have white toilet paper because, you know, the Arakami means it's studim and studim lakan and lakan. It's going to be akhra, that's okay. I would recommend why not get yellow toilet paper and buy the white ones or the pink ones. You might as well get the pink ones, why get the white ones and akhra the kula. But mice, if somebody did wipe with white toilet paper, mice, you could be make all that nice and make out the mitzvah.
We don't say agasha.
What do you say?
Is the wiping of agasha?
No, the agasha is only for mamash. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, you're holding in your hand as it's coming out. That's not going to happen.
Think toilet paper would be around that might lead to, if you do a big afterwards, it might lead to, like, the toilet paper might end up on the bdiga in the shayla.
That what?
If you use pink toilet paper and then you end up doing bdika the next day for a vest, the toilet paper might end up on the bdika. That'd be a tough bit challenge.
Any experience in Mars? No. It's not a big deal. You see, you gotta see a lot of parts. It's small little pieces, but it's not hard to imagine such a thing.
So what else then?
What?
Also their nerves. Because they're not going to know, and they're going to be the ones messing
up. So bring their own.
They're
never going to look. What do you say? Yeah. Sometimes they don't look. When you're wiping yourself, there's no chiv to look. But again, wipe yourself. Number one, I would say recommend getting colored. Don't get in, you know, don't get in the shot. If you use white, it would be mickle anyhow. And also, I say don't look. What are you looking for? What's the point of looking for yourself and the shilas? Pads, also, the pastor says that pads is not considered a beggar, it's disposable when you go out. Pads also are considered a double shame, a couple of them. With pads, you have to be very, very careful, because pads are meant to soak down. And if you allow a lot of damage, you're not going to realize it. Because it's meant to soak. You can open it up sometimes. I had mice that people had pads and they didn't have, like, you know, they just brought it in, they just wanted to, whatever, they were, you know, they just in the mat. So they bring in the pads, and you open it up, and you see a full-fledged wheel. There's tons of dam on the inside. And if you have to be very, very careful, especially if you make on pads, make sure that it's not a full wheel. Because it can absorb a lot of dam, you're not going to realize. So therefore, you have to be very careful before you make on pads to make sure they're not having a full-fledged wheel.
Tampons?
What do you say?
Tampons, when they actually fit through the inside.
So shadows, they go in a little bit. That could be a chance of pressing the button.
Then you have to be safe with the mushroom.
I'm going to take it back in a second. And then I'm going to take the dishes. That's seven. Fine, it's quicker because I have to. So these devices, you have to have a gushes. Because now it's going to be on a gushes. So we say, Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan. A gushes is not a gushes. Yeah, you have to have a lot. You have to be DK, you have to have a gushes. You have to have a gushes. You have to have a gushes. You go for medical procedures a lot of times. You have to have a gushes. Yeah, so we're going to another museum and just find out what they're planning on doing. That's a shadow. Kazakim will ask some of them, they're one of them, they're going to argue for the when they ask it, they answer it. It's going to be, unless it's going to be a gris, they answer it. A gris is going to be a little less than Tanagaro. That's a gris of dam. A lot of times, you know, there are different shades, and you have to break it down. I forgot to mention, if you find it in your body, it's a little more chomer. So you should find dam in your body. So there, if it's a gris, even though it's not attached, that's going to be us. Because on the bag, if you say it has to be a gris, together, it has to be attached. On your body, even Tim and Tipa, the Gemara says Mistarif, and even if it's not together, it's going to be us. Which sometimes is very, very difficult. The lady's, you know, staying, goes to the gris in our body. It's a little bit hard to figure out whether it's a gris or not. And no one really can check it out. So the hates in that situation is that maybe you should take a piece of paper and try to, like, draw around it. Like how big it is, so then you can bring that piece of paper to the Rav to figure out how much dam it is. So it has to be a gris, has to be on Savainim. We said that anything white or white is going to be Aser, and anything other colors has to be Mutter. Huh?
Menumah.
Oh? Menumah. So you can just on the white parts and not the other parts. So you can start it together. You can start it together. Agav, a lot of the stockings is very, very important. They're black. But they have right in the middle, they have a patch. Now the patch, some of them are gray, some of them are white. So if it's gray, it's okay. If it's white, then it's going to be a problem. So you just have to check which ones you have.
Throw us in the emotions much.
Oh? They're off-white, not gray. Off-white, gray. Some of them you have to figure out whether it's white or really gray, because there's black on the other side, so maybe it looks gray. Because it's white on black, so you have to really separate it to try to figure out. Let's say try to get the one which are gray, and like that you won't have any problems. So because if it's Savainim, it's going to be okay. Dovish and Magan, Kalitim also, Chazan, Ron Kay, as I said before. Tell the people, Kishuri is okay. Pads are okay, but with Pads, be very careful that you're not really having a real real. And like I said before, whenever you're having Ksamim, it's going to have the impression of Tashamit, and all the impression of Tashamit.